You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
Adventure Girl, explore your world.
And welcome to the 15th edition of Fran's World Live here at City Center, right across from Barnes & Noble, right? So you can either listen to somebody, you could read a book. Anyway, this is Fran's World on Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live, as I said, by Shark Creative and made possible by our fantastic sponsors, Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that Service Built, and Accordia Therapeutics that talk about life and science. And Fran's World, what do we talk about? On Fran's World, we talk about humor, health, happiness, and living your dream, having a passion and taking it to the next level. Why? Because if it stays at the first level where you just have a passion, it doesn't go anywhere, and then nobody knows about your passion. But anyway, what we're going to do right now is I'm going to tell you about a few things just to catch you up, because you know the show is on the last Friday of every month, and in a month, I do a lot of things. So, I have, well, Jim's usually here. Unfortunately, he's out sick. Jim, if you're listening, I hope you're feeling better, and that we'll see you, well, you better be feeling better by next month. So, I have Matt, who is our engineer.
Hey, Fran, how are you today?
I'm doing good. And Matt is going to serve as my Ed McMahon, while I talk here. So just to give you a little update on what I've been doing. Matt, I don't know if you know this. Did I tell you last time that I was actually going to drive down to Virginia to play guitar with a monkey?
That is quite interesting. Why don't you tell us about how you were monkeying around with the guitar?
No, I was actually monkeying around with a monkey. No, a lot of people were like, no, was it a real live monkey? It was a monkey named Gatlin. I have a fan of mine who's bought all my books. Her name is Barbara Gosman. Wonderful lady, and she had some surgery, and she such a positive attitude, and she's a guitar teacher. And she said, one of my students has a monkey, and the monkey comes in and plays the guitar. And I said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to drive down there. You're going to teach me how to play the guitar, and we're going to show that the monkey plays better than me. So I have a video. My son Spencer has got to edit it, but I literally was playing monkey. Oh, I'm playing monkey. That's what I did. I was playing monkey with a guitar. I was guitar playing with a monkey. And so what other things have been happening here? Yes, do you know what cryotherapy is?
That's where they freeze your body.
Yeah, I like the way you said that. You weren't quite sure what word to say. Yeah. You know, we're trying to keep it clean. Okay, but that is exactly what they did. They literally, you step inside like a freezer. Would you do that?
No, I can't say that I would.
Yeah, you might be worried about certain body parts. And so, you know, it's bad enough you step in the ocean and, you know, but here's the thing. I told you to keep it clean. But okay, but here's the thing. So you step inside this freezer. It goes down to like 172 degrees. You're only there for like, you know, for 3 minutes. And it's liquid nitrogen. They give you gloves and socks to wear. And then you step into this freezer. Your head's out. I did it on Facebook Live yesterday. And it gets down and you have your bra and underwear on, except if, well, you wouldn't be wearing a bra and underwear, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
No. Well, hopefully one of the two. And hopefully it wasn't the bra. But yes. And so there you are, and you're like freezing, but after you get out, you're like all energized, and it helps inflammation. And actually, they said, oh, it helps weight loss. And I'm like, yeah, right. I weighed myself this morning. I weighed 3 pounds less. I think that's because the cells in my body got so scared they got the hell out. Anyway, my husband said, don't come home tonight and tell me you're cold. Anyway, what other things are coming up? Right after the show, I'm actually leaving, and I am going to Doylestown to perform at Comedy Cabaret. It's a fundraiser show. The show is sold out tonight. It's in Bucks County, but I'll be performing there also tomorrow night at the Comedy Cabaret. If you guys in Pennsylvania are listening and you want to look me up. And then I have my show coming up on Saturday, October 20th at Taramina's, which is on 59 Hudson Avenue, and that's October 20th. It's myself, Brad Lowry, and Chris Monty, all fantastic comics, and it's a great show. The food is fantastic, so you just go to Taramina.com taramina.com, taraminarestaurant.com, and you will, you'll, or you know what, just call Taramina's. That's a heck of a lot easier. 914-739-4007, and you can make reservations. It's dinner and the show, great price. Now, before we go into our first guest, I would like to thank more sponsors. You know why? Because nothing is possible without the sponsors. Well, certain things like doing cryotherapy, but they're not going to do that. So I'm going to thank the sponsors here. So again, we have Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg Home Health Care and Rehabilitation Care, Genesis Exhibits, which does trade show displays, Facelifts Remodeling, and we're talking about featuring fine paints, not you walking in there and get your face lifted, all right? And the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Health Living, and Social Responsibility. And while you're there, why not sing this song? YMCA. Okay. And don't forget, you could go to Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. And of course, listen, if you like what you're listening to, you got to spread the word. So like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and follow us on Instagram at Andrew C. Shark, and that's Shark with a C. We leave off that K, okay? It's, you know, whatever. That's what we do, all right? You just look up there. You find it. And also, go to FranCapo.com, and you can see all the stuff I've been on, all the radio shows and everything. All right, enough of this. Now, I am going to bring on my first guests. Now, we teased you in the beginning because I said they were in the mafia. I didn't say, well, actually, I didn't say they were in the mafia, but our first guest here in the studio today is the creative team that self-produced an independent television show called Mommy Mafia. These women exemplify taking the reins of your dreams and making them happen on your own way. You know, just like Frank Sinatra did. Laura Sweeney is a screenwriter and an actress, and instead of throwing in the towel when she became a mother, and who knows where else she might have thrown that towel, she took her mom life experiences from Park Slope and she turned them into a show. Why? Because she said, just because I have a kid doesn't mean I can't follow my dreams. And then her other half, Teresa, and they're not like Siamese twins, her other half, Teresa Boltz, a school librarian, after years of acting in plays and short films on the side, read the script and decided, you know what, it's time to really create something larger for the audience. So the two came together with their passion, shot the pilot episode, and a fun show. It's a fun show about a rogue mommy group in Brooklyn that teams up with the mob. Remember, my last name's Capo, so I know some stuff about that. All right, so here we are. Welcome, Teresa. Welcome, Laura. How are you guys?
Hi, how are you?
Great. Okay, hold on a second. There we go. I had to make sure they all had mics, otherwise
thank
you're
going to work.
Thank
you. Yeah, that helps.
This is not a mime act. Okay.
Hi, we're great. Thank you so much for having us today, Fran.
Yes,
great.
Thank you so much.
Now, so here is what I want to ask. How long have you guys known each other?
We have known each other about 4 years.
Yes, about four years. Mm-hmm.
And did you know each other from the acting world?
Sort of. That's how we met. Laura came to the show that I was performing in. Laura and my mom knew each other. I knew of Laura, but I didn't meet her until she came to see me in a show that I was doing on Long Island.
And what show was that?
It was an original show called Random Us. My friend Patrick had written it, and I was playing three different characters in it.
Oh, really? So you're like a live Sybil.
Yes, I was. Absolutely, I was a live Sybil.
So like, no, now I'm a guy. Okay.
Yeah, I saw her in that play, and then they were actually recasting one of the roles to bring that play to the Fringe Festival in New York City, and they cast me in the part, and then we became really fast friends working on that. And
so you were in the same play together?
We were in the same play. The second time they did it,
we
were
in it. The second time we
did it. That's awesome, and I know all about the Fringe Festival because I've actually been in the Fringe Festival myself.
Oh, cool. Great. Yeah.
You know, I get around.
Yeah. So, I could see that.
Yeah, right. Well, thank you very much. I don't know, but...
I meant that as a compliment.
I totally know you did. All right. So now you both have kids?
I don't.
Okay. No. So you have kids.
I have kids. I have a daughter and a son. My son is 9. My daughter is now 12.
Wow. Okay, cool. And now when you came up with this idea for this project, how old were your kids?
When I came up with this, my daughter was about 3 and I had just had my son.
Right. So you said, oh man, if this keeps going on, I better do something.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I became a parent, I had been a working actor and I was like, how am I going to keep doing this? So I started writing a lot of stuff. And then what happened is I started making like my my best contacts at preschool. You know, I made a friend who was like a producer at Nickelodeon, you know, waiting at drop-off.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, I have this idea. And we made a short form, you know, comedy short of this same project years ago. And it, you know, went pretty viral on the internet. And the idea has just kind of hung around.
And this is, was it called Mommy Mafia?
It was
then?
Also called Mommy Mafia. That is on YouTube still.
Okay.
The small version of this.
So it was like a teaser. It was like a short.
Yeah, like a proof of concept.
Right.
You know, because I, you need money when you have kids.
Yes.
And I was walking around Brooklyn.
When you don't,
yeah, you kind of always need money.
Right.
So I was walking around Brooklyn. I had time. I had my daughter with me. But then I was like, how am I going to make money? I'm going to get a paper route. How am I going to do this? And then there were all these, you know, kind of $40,000 strollers kind of hanging around, you know, in front of brownstones. And it was a little tempting.
Oh, right.
So that kind of gave me the idea.
Let me say, hey, kid, you don't really need that stroller, do you?
Well, yeah. I think the thing is, when you're a mom wandering around like brownstone Brooklyn, you look like people will kind of let you do stuff. You're like a mom. You're nice. And I was like, well, what if I try to kind of like grab, you know, like do crazy stuff? I could probably get away with a lot.
Because you're a mom.
Because I'm a mom and I have a kid. You know,
and that's when you put Teresa in one of the carriages and walked away.
That's right. That's right. And that's really how we met. And we're still friends.
Yeah, right. I thought I'll do it.
Yeah. So I had this crazy idea. You know, what if moms were to kind of leverage their approachable momness and try to really get away with stuff? You know, it could go pretty far. You know, moms are very resourceful people who can put a plan together. Not so different than mob bosses.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. You know.
Hey.
You know what? It's a resourceful mom. Hey, kid. Give me that milk.
That's right. We have our ways.
So now to do the first one. All right. So then both of you teamed up. When did you do the pilot?
We shot the pilot June of 2017.
And what were each of your roles? Like, Teresa, what did you do?
I originally came on as a producer, and I was going to produce it, and we did the casting of it. And then Laura, before you started the big casting of it, she's like, I want you to be in it. And I'm like, no, if you find somebody else, let somebody else do it. I really just want to do this. It's not that I'm looking for a part.
Right.
And she cast me as Kira, and then we cast people that we knew. Some people that we knew, some people were cold, and then we had to raise money.
How did you do that?
We did an Indiegogo campaign, and we raised about a third of what we needed.
Indiegogo, by the way, for people who might not know, is one of the sites that you actually could keep the money that you raise, not the ones that if you don't raise the amount, you get nothing.
Right. Yes. And, you know, so we raised about a third of what we wanted. And then we both each put in another third to do it.
Okay. So you used some of your own money and some of the raised money. And this was for the this was for the actual pilot. Was it a 22-minute pilot?
It's 22 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for those who don't know, the reason you do a 22-minute pilot is because you hope that when it gets on TV that you sell it and you have to leave the other 8 minutes for commercial. So a real half-hour show is 22 minutes. So that you could allow sponsors to have that. Otherwise, you'd have to cut out the 8 minutes of your show.
Yep.
So what media, your husbands, are they both supportive of this?
Well, I'm not married, so it's just me.
Okay, so total support in your household.
Yes, I have total support.
Yeah, absolutely. My husband was another producer on the project, and he has supported, you know, being as a parent, he's been very supportive the whole way. He was on set.
Yes,
for
and
most
he was also
production.
An actor.
He was he played the cop.
Yes.
Oh, well, there you go. He's the one arresting you for stealing those expensive carriages.
Yeah.
So tell us more about the story. So just so that the listeners could, you know, get engaged in what the story is about.
Sure. It's about a mommy support group. You know, they meet every week in a neighborhood coffee shop, and they come for their weekly meeting 1 week, and they get kicked out because there's a kind of snobby mom who has rented it for a private party.
Oh, and I hate those snobby moms.
Yeah, so they actually kind of kick them all out, and the kids are upset. They really want to stay and, you know, see what's happening. So they kind of lose it. It gets personal. Mm-hmm. And Ruth, who I play, kind of goes berserk and steals like 50 strollers. And they run away thinking they got away with something. And turns out it's big news. It's on the news that night, and one of the strollers has like LoJack attached to it. So they need to get rid of the hot strollers quick. So they take them down to the Gowanus Canal, mafia style, and start chucking them.
In the water?
In the water.
In the water.
And there are some real mob guys there who it really looks like they might be chucking like 50 bodies into the Gowanus Canal.
They think that the moms are chucking the bodies.
Right, right, right. It's like dusk. And, you know, strollers at a distance and dusk, it looks sketchy. Mm-hmm. So these mobsters are like, who are these chicks? They're like the new kid on the block, you know, the mommy group of Brooklyn. And
So it was just the two of you chucking this
There's
stuff?
Actually yeah. four. There's four okay. main characters. There's she plays Kira, who's like the rocker mom.
Yeah, I'm
like
the
leader mom. There's another one who's like a art therapist, kind of hippie mom. And then there's a new member. It's her first day at the mommy group.
She has to get rid of dead
characters. Dead strollers, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's actually a cardiac surgeon who has a newborn with her for the entire duration of the episode.
Hysterical. So this yes. baby is actually a witness.
Yes.
Okay.
Coming into the family business early.
Very early, right. Yeah.
So they get to know these mob guys, and the cops are coming, so they have to come together pretty quickly. And it ends up, you know, that's the start of the season. It'll be a mutually beneficial relationship.
Yeah, don't say the ending. Leave a teaser.
No, no.
So, okay, boom. So now how do people, A, find out about this? B, where are you in the process? And C, what do you hope to happen next?
Well, you can follow us right now on Instagram at Mommy Mafia NYC or on Facebook, Mommy Mafia. Right now we've submitted to festivals. We'll be at ITV Fest. The trailer is on the Instagram page right now. Mm-hmm. But we're looking...
What's the Instagram page again?
Mommy Mafia. NYC.
Okay, just want to make sure because people might not have had a pen.
Yep,
thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mommy Mafia. People, you know how to spell M-O-M-M-Y. Mafia, if you don't know how to spell it, you're going to be in the ocean. M-A-F-I-A.
NYC.
Okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right now, we are submitting to festivals. We're taking meetings. We're hoping this will land at Netflix, HBO, Showtime, Sony Crackle. Mm-hmm. But we're meeting with people. We're not able to release the entire episode right now because we're in talks with people.
So. No. And let me just tell you, because I've had a couple of different people on the show, including some of the people that I'm on shows with myself. One of the first people I had on was Tom Renner and Mark Goldberg. Goldman. Sorry, Mark. And they created a comedy teaser. It's a film called Father and Father. Father and Father, themovie.com. Started submitting it in the festivals. I don't even know what number we're up to, but I think at last count, we've already won 15 awards.
Wow, that's
so
awesome.
It literally is gone. I mean, we won awards in Florida, in Vegas, in California, the movies being shown in Australia, in Rome. So once you get admitted into the festivals and you start getting all those gold leafs and those awards, then people start taking notice.
Yeah.
Another movie I'm in, Dead Zone, where I am people just randomly walk by and
hello.
Stuff.
Nice to meet
exactly.
you.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. And he didn't even bring any food. And anyway, so the thing is, what you're doing, and that's why I like talking about these type of things on the show, because the show is about taking your passion, not letting someone else determine your future, taking your future and your creativity and putting it in your own hands and saying, you know
Absolutely.
What, I'm an actress, I'm a director, mm-hmm. I'm a producer, I can do this.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to let people know about it. Mommy Mafia, it sounds hysterical, it sounds funny, and quite honestly, I think I know a few women that are in the real Mommy Mafia. And so once again, if you guys are interested in the project, you just want to follow it, you want to support it, you see it in a film festival coming to your neighborhood, the Instagram, and that's the only place they could reach you right
Facebook.
Now.
It's also on Facebook.
And Facebook on Mommy Mafia.
Okay, mm-hmm. Mommy Mafia, both times it's MommyMafiaNYC.com.
On Facebook it's just Mommy Mafia, and on Instagram it's Mommy Mafia NYC.
And you'll know it by the logo, looks like a chalk hopscotch. Jumping.
Yes.
Logo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Laura Sweeney and Teresa Boltz, thank you very much. Congratulations. Producers of the independent pilot, Mommy Mafia. We'll be back with more Fran's World right after this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fran.
Thank you, Fran.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Adventure Girl, explore your world.
And we're back, and you're listening to Fran's World on Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from City Center in White Plains, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by our fantastic sponsors, Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years. Can people even count to that? J.P. McHale Pest Management, residential and commercial abatement. I use J.P. McHale. They're great. They come, you got a bug, they take them out. Michael Labrolia, Inc. Don't laugh there, Matt. Michael Labrolia, Inc. Their last name is their first name in landscaping. Salem Golf Club. If you can't figure out what a golf club is, the golf course. A lush panorama of rolling hills and new pool. They have a pool there. So after you do your whole golf game, if you're sweating, you can go in the pool. Anyway, we are going to continue the shows. Now, I teased it in the beginning and I said we're going to talk to you about a guy who's going to talk about how words create reality. But first we do that, let me introduce my next guest who is on the line. Is Bob Greenberg, a comedian, actor, and director. Bob performs regularly at the Friars Club, the Triad Theater, Gotham Comedy Club. He's been featured on Saturday Night Live, Letterman, Conan, The Next Best Thing, and Primetime Live. He has many roles on A Very Merry Toy Story, which was on Lifetime, Vinyl on HBO, characters on Netflix, and Law and Order. He was Morty in the national tour of Old Jews Telling Jokes. You may recognize him from some films as well, such as Made in Manhattan and Big Money Hustlers. As a comic, you could see him at Catch a Rising Star, Princeton, Broadway Comedy Club, and of course, for those up here in Westchester, you could see Bob in rooms that I book, such like Taramina's, and when I was booking Piazza Roma. Bob is a favorite of mine, both on stage and off, and now Bob is in a new production that people, it aired last, well, didn't air, because it's a live show, that you could see tonight, and the show is called Words Create Reality. Please welcome Bob Greenberg. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Guilty as charged. Yes, I'm doing fine.
All the above. All the above. My goodness.
All the above. Yes.
Okay. So, Bob, first of all, how long have you been performing?
My God, probably about 30 years, on and off, but 30 years, I'd say, total.
30 years. I mean, that's a while. I mean, you know, when you're on stage, I mean, your persona just lights everybody up. Now, which did you do first, acting or stand-up?
I guess I did improv first, which I guess is comic acting on the spot without script, you know. I did improv first, drifted from improv into sketch comedy, which I guess is more like acting because it's scripted, right?
Right.
And then drifted into stand-up and then into legit theater, you know, regular plays, like a play like Harvey or The Odd Couple, and then back to stand-up, back to... So I'm just a hooah. I'm all over the place.
You are. You're just drifting around. I'm going here, I'm going there.
Not whores, I'm just saying, you know.
Pretty much I know what you do. You go, you paying me? Good, I'm there. Okay, so that has a lot
way.
Of performers do. But of course, and it has to be something legit that you like. So the thing is also, a lot of people may not know about you because they hear stand-up and they think maybe traditional monologists, but you do a lot of impersonations, and
yes.
A lot of people, you know, I mean, recognize, you know, Jackie Gleason, and, you know, I mean, what are some of the other impersonations that you do?
Well, I do Lou Costello. In fact, I'll be doing Abbott and Costello. I have a partner at the Film Forum in October. It's a Sunday. I think it's October 14th at the Film Forum. We're opening for an Abbott and Costello film. So, but I do Abbott and Costello. I also do a show called The Honeymooners, which is a parody of The Honeymooners, where I do Ralph Cramden. So I do Gleason, Costello. I also work with a partner. We do Laurel and Hardy for corporate occasions and special events. And then I also just do stand-up, you know?
Yeah, and now you, tonight, now you did a show last night. Let's talk about that.
Yes, it went great.
Words create reality. So talk about that a little bit. You're saying the show went great, and let us know how people could get tickets. Now, Words Create Reality is by Don Stitt.
Correct.
And it's a comedy about the place I in the universe, our place in the universe. And
right. It's you know, a writer creates like this humorous biblical allegory for like a satire magazine, and he's attempting to complete it by the 5 o'clock deadline that all publishers always seem to have every day.
Right.
And one of his literary creations, that's me. I play Flabberganish. I am the head of the tribe of the Schmendrix, and I come to life, and I arrive in his office rather unexpectedly, and I confront him about the harsh reality that he's created for me and my tribe, and things take an unexpected turn. Let's put it that way. It's a comedy.
I was just going to ask you, that is it a comedy or a drama?
It sounds dramatic, but no, it's a comedy. It's very, I guess you could say it's in the Mel Brooks vein, but a little Kurt Vonnegut. Oh, I'm throwing some names out there.
I love Kurt Vonnegut, yeah, and I've seen you in other performances, and you're just great. And I mean, you know, whether you're doing stand-up, impersonations, improv, it's just fantastic. And now this is being at the Hudson Guild Theater, 441 West 26th Street, right?
Correct.
And what's that between?
That's between 9th and 10th, and we have a show tonight at 6:15. And then we have another show Sunday at 8:30.
Okay, so tonight you guys could actually see someone that you heard on the radio, Bob Greenberg, playing this tribal guy coming to life here.
Flabberganish. I play Flabberganish.
Flabberganish.
I love that. For sure.
A flob. Okay, so tonight they could do it. Now, how do people get tickets? Can they just show up at the door and buy them, or where do they have to get tickets?
I think you can just show up and buy them. You can also go on to brownpapertickets.com/event, and I think it's 3521264, or probably you could probably put in Words Create Reality. It's part of the New York Summerfest 2018, and we're paired with another show. My show is about 35 minutes, maybe, you know, it's paired with another show, so you get to see another show free, back to back. The whole thing is 75 minutes of entertainment.
See, this is great. So you're basically getting a 2-for-1. You get to see Flob live, and words create reality. So that's what I'm saying. The words here are telling you to create the reality of going down and seeing his show. And it'll be fantastic. Again, the address is, for those of you in Manhattan thinking of something fun to do tonight, Hudson Guild Theater, 441 West 26th Street in New York City. It starts at 6:15. So you go see a show, then you get some dinner, maybe you buy dinner for Bob, I don't know. But
and if you can't come tonight, come Sunday at 8:30.
That's Sunday, September 30th at 8:30. And so it sounds like a great time, Bob. Congratulations. I'm glad the show went well last night. Congratulate
the whole
cast, and I'm sure I will see you in other things that are coming up. So guys,
definitely. I love you, Fran Capo.
I love you, Bob. All right, so please check out Bob Greenberg. All right, guys, we'll be back with more on Fran's World, live from Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the city center in just a minute.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Adventure Girl. Explore your world.
You're listening to Fran's World, show number 15 on Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from City Center, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by our fantastic sponsors, Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accordia Therapeutics. Now, I have my last guest on the line, and as I teased it before, she is going to tell us about some of the evils that are in your house and how we can get rid of them. So, Det Avalon is a family nurse practitioner and is certified through the American Academy of Nurse Practitioners. She brings over 17 years' experience in contemporary and alternative medicine to her practice. She specializes in integrative and functional medicine, and don't worry, she'll explain what that is, which drives her analysis and treatment of health concerns by getting to the root cause, or at least some of the causes of health issues, because there's more than one cause, rather than simply diagnosing and prescribing. She integrates the best of conventional medicine with her latest research and most effective alternative care modalities. Her practice includes patients of all ages and expertise in sleuthing out. She does preventative cardiac care, bioidentical hormones, allergies, digestive problems, and conditions. Basically, you name it, this woman can help us with pretty much anything that I've had to deal with so far. So please welcome all the way from Alaska, Det Avalon. How are you, Det?
Hey, good morning, Fran. I'm doing great.
Well,
How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. We've had a very lively show here, and I don't expect it to stop with you. Now, I got to tell you, Det and I met because I was taking a test, and I had to ask her about some stuff. And when we were doing that, I went to her website, which is, well, she has a whole team, but she's the one who started it, mylabsforlife.com. And when I went there and I was searching for different things, because there's so much information on there, even if you're not getting a test done, I mean, just to go there, the site is filled with humor and explanations in a very down-to-earth way, but it still gets an important message across. And I ran across this poop video that she had called "Is Your Colon a Bio Brothel?" And I was like, oh my God, this woman is just hysterical. I have to look at this. And it was such an entertaining and informative video that I just wanted to be able to have My Labs for Life deal with, you know, any health issues that I knew. So how did Labs for Life get started?
That's a fun question. What happened with me and started Labs for Life, Fran, and by the way, you totally cracked me up. I mean, I think everybody should know that we'll talk a little bit more about you and your story and how you felt about the video, because, you know, there's so much talk going on right now about what's happening with our gut. You know, the gut is its own brain. Well, yes, that's absolutely true, but we've known that for a really long time. It's just interesting how we're all talking about it and how we all have these issues. Well, anyhow, about 10 years ago, I was working out in the interior parts of Alaska, at small villages there, and the villages, beautiful places to be, just amazing. It's amazing that this part of Alaska exists today. Anyhow,
it's funny because you don't even think of villages in Alaska. You always think of, like, you know, what do you mean villages? What, do they live in, like, igloos? You know, some people just have no clue. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
You know, that's right. I thought about that myself. In fact, I moved my family, myself and my kiddos, up to Bethel, Alaska in 1997. We come from Arizona, then to Alaska. So we kind of hang out in the states that start with A. Alabama and Arkansas are still on the list, by the way. So anyhow, I took them because there was a part of, I wanted them to have an experience that they could know for themselves that wherever they're at, wherever they go, there are friends and wonderful people. And I wanted them to have an experience, and I wanted it as well. So anyhow, we went to Bethel, Alaska. Bethel, Alaska is fascinating because, now I'm from the desert part of Arizona, right? Well, I was fascinated by the fact that there is a river that freezes over. It freezes so hard you can drive your car on it and go, and a lot of the villages, they're on the rivers. Anyhow, so you could drive your car on a frozen river. Well, to me, that sounded that was fascinating. Talked to the kids, and everybody was up for it. And yes, it's true. I did have a little Honda, and yes, we did go up and down the Kuskokwim when it was frozen.
Well, you know what? Our backyard, we have a lake, and we do that on the lake too. And I'm always like, "You sure we're not gonna fall in?" You know. So I always let other people go on the lake first. Yeah.
I know. It's kind of like living in Fargo. I mean, when you're from the desert, me anyway, it's just amazing the terrain, the geography, or the parts of the world that maybe you don't have to travel very far to see something so different. Anyhow, well, back to the villages. Many of the villages are staffed with people who are, they're called health aides, and so that's like having emergency medical transport services. People that are trained by ANMC, that's Alaska Native Medical Center, and they are the healthcare system out there. Of course, things are growing now and getting bigger, but anyhow, when I was out in the villages, I saw that, you know, vitamin D, at the time everybody's talking about how important vitamin D is, and of course it is. It's a huge part of our immune system. It's actually a hormone, a pro-hormone. So anyhow, hormones equal your immune system, by the way. So okay. When I was out there, I wanted to do some testing on a couple of people, and they were agreeable, this beautiful little couple. And about 3 hours later, they came back to me, and they said they were apologizing to me. They were apologizing because they couldn't do something that I asked. And what I'd asked for was a vitamin D on each of them. This was an elderly couple. They were in their 80s. And they came back and apologized because they said they couldn't afford it. Well, at that time, neither Medicare or Native Health was covering the insurance coverage for vitamin D.
And why is that? They just thought that it's vitamin D is not important enough?
I can't say why. I can tell you that a lot of, just my experience, you watch what the major insurance companies do and what they're paying for, and they kind of set the stage. It feels that way anyway. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, no, I can't. So basically, they couldn't get tested, so you decided that you were going to help them get tested for it, or what?
Well, it's kind of yes. So it's not like I went out there to solve that problem. I didn't know the problem was there. But as a family nurse practitioner, if you have the expectations and you know specific labs can give you information, it's like if you want to know how much money you have in your checkbook, all you have to do is look, or you call the bank. You want to know how much gas is in your gas tank.
Right.
Gas tank. Well, if you want to know how to help people, labs still drive approximately 80% of our decision-making process because that gives you the data that you need. Well, a lot of people have the assumption that, oh, you live in Alaska, so you don't get the sun, so therefore you don't have enough vitamin D. Well, that kind of doesn't really make sense from an ancestral standpoint because these people are they're hardy, hardy people, strong people, to have lived in such a harsh ecosystem. I wanted to know what vitamin D levels were. Vitamin D levels can differ based on geography and based on your culture. Anyhow, the test couldn't be done. They came back and told me that the test was going to be almost $300. And so I said, you know, let's just not do that test. We'll let that go. Anyhow, a couple of weeks later, the idea came to me in a strange way about how I could create something so that people could get tested. And the way to do that is direct-to-consumer labs. That law has been, for people to be able to order their own labs, originated in the 1970s as soon as glucometers came out and people were doing their own blood sugar testing at home so that they could dose their own insulin. So using a glucometer at home is the same thing as that a lab test.
So that's when you came up with the idea, like, why not then just do that, but on a broader level with different types of tests, which is what My Labs for Life
does.
Right. Right?
That's right. And so what I did was, you know, nursing, we're patient advocates. It doesn't matter what hat we wear, you know, the majority of nurses that I've run across anyway, they feel about healthcare that it's people. It's people care. It's not just healthcare. This is people care.
Exactly. It's not just like, let me just look at your health or your eyes or this. It's a whole person. It's a whole body.
Exactly.
And you know what? Yes, I wanted to ask you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's all good.
Yeah, so no, what I wanted to ask you is one of the things that you had on your website, because we're talking about whole body, and I want to make sure that we're able to get to one of the things I want to talk about is mold. So, but on your website, you have your DNA is not an unchanging blueprint for your life, which is huge, because people go, oh, you know what? It's in my family. It's in my family. And they kind of make an excuse to say, oh, that means I'm just going to be sick. You know, oh, but my mom had cancer, my dad had cancer, so therefore there's nothing I could do, or this one is a, and people don't realize that which it's possible to change the way the genes are activated and expressed, and you help people through the tests be able to see that and actually change their own destiny.
Absolutely, and the thing about it is there is a genetic component to much of what happens to us, and it's called epigenetics. So epigenetics means the genes upon the genes. So if you wanted to talk about specific genetic issues, genetic problems, that's less than 2% across the planet. But epigenetics, that's a very different concept. So if you can think about this, I have to say this, we have been taught to think this. We have been taught to think this way. And, it's not like I think the medical community or the AMA has been out there trying to mislead people.
Right.
People are doing the best that they can with what they have, with the information that they have. But, there's all kinds of filtering. There's all kinds of interpretation of how things are understood. So when somebody, a family history is very, very important. Very important in helping to try to understand what might be going on with somebody.
Right. I'm not saying that it's, what I'm just saying is I don't want people to think it's their death sentence or it's their,
Exactly.
Right. And that's, and
when I try to, I'm sorry, it's just kind of going in and out, but it's all good.
Well, you are in Alaska, so maybe the connection is a little frozen. I don't know. Okay.
No kidding. We're starting. It's starting to get cold up here.
Yeah. I was in cryotherapy yesterday. I don't know.
It would be like this. My great grandmother. If I'm looking east, look at me, and then I've got my right hand and my left hand. So on my left hand, I'll say I have a great grandmother, and she had a thumb, and a grandmother, she had a thumb, mother, she has a thumb, and me, I've got one. So then on the right hand, I could say this: my great grandmother had a hammer, my mother's grandmother had a hammer, mother had a hammer, me, I've had a hammer. Well, I'll bet you 10-1 in my grandmother's lifespan, each one of them that I've mentioned, that there's been some point their thumb with their hammer. So therefore, should my grandmother say, or should I say, that sore thumbs run in my family?
Right.
What runs in the family is the mechanism of action. And with the epigenetic potential, that's when something can express. So that's what we're looking at. So patients and people called patients, I think that's kind of funny too, Fran. I know that you can do a whole spiel on this, that we practice on people while they're being patient. It's just kind of people called patients. So anyhow, kind of a little play on words.
Right, exactly. You have to have patience to be a patient.
I think that what people are smart. When I built my lab to life, it's not about selling the labs. I mean, you can go on there and you can see page after page after page. What I've done, and I've done this with help, is put information up there that explains what the test is about. It's teaching. That's what the blogs are about.
Yes,
about
and that I have to say is what drew me to you, because a lot of places will just say, hey, you have to take this test, go take this test. What is it going to do? Oh, it's going to test for your blood type or your glucose or your glyphosate or whatever. But they don't explain why that's important and what exactly that test is doing. And your site breaks it down. So you're not just taking the test, you're actually understanding why it's important to take the test, how once you find the results of the test, what then you could do to, if it's good results, then obviously that's fantastic. But if it's results that are not as desirable, then you could change it. But I want to talk about one thing, because a lot of people I had done testing through you, and mold is a big issue. And why is there so much illness now? Like when I was young, I never heard of a cat having like thyroid issues, or I never heard of so many people having all the diseases that they have now or the conditions they have now. And it's just like one out of every, I don't know the statistics, but instead of one out of every 100, it seems like it's one out of every 10 now that has an illness that you didn't even hear about as a kid. And so I know the glyphosate, is it the glyphosate that's sprayed on the wheat?
Yes, and now that we've moved on to glyphosate, oh my God. So one of the important things to understand is there are many things that happen that we truly don't have control over. We don't know that it's happening until it's after the fact, and that's for the general public. Because I have no doubt that if we would have had the ability to say yes or no as a generalized public,
we would have said no. Yeah.
Agreed with this. And one of the things to know about glyphosate, which is Roundup,
Monsanto, right, which people don't realize.
I won't go into that. What I'll stay focused on is what glyphosate is. The glyphosate has actually been around since the 1950s. In the 1950s, it was introduced as a Pike chelator. So.
And what does that mean?
We all have pipes. Pipes end up getting all kind of rust and garbage built up inside of them that clogs the water from being able to move into or out of public buildings or, you know, private buildings. So the glyphosate was used to kind of like a Roto-Rooter to go in there and clean out the pipes. So what that means is it's a metal chelator. Chelator means pull out or to withdraw. Withdraw metal. So now we've got glyphosate that's been used in the United States since the 1950s. Well, the FDA came along and said, hey, you guys can't be using it for that. Stop using it for that. So what the Monsanto attempted to do was to use glyphosate to have it pass. Are you ready for this? Glyphosate is actually an antibiotic because it kills. All right, so now we have a pipe chelator that removes metals, and it also has the capacity to kill organisms. All right, and it's not like it self-selects, but it will kill and destroy or maim. So in the 70s, the FDA said, no, can't use it for that. Can't use it as an antibiotic. Shortly after that, in the 90s, it was passed and allowed to be used as an herbicide and a pesticide on our crops.
Yeah, so, and I heard like over 700 million of our crops, like the wheat sprayed with that. And then people don't realize, people go, correct. Oh, well, you know, I'm not celiac, so I don't need to be gluten-free. And I'm like, no, it's not a matter of why you're not to be gluten-free because of celiac, but more so because that wheat was sprayed with the glyphosate, which is bad for you to have in your body.
Right, and you can think of anything that's aerosolized, it ends up in the air, it ends up in the clouds. We have found glyphosate 40,000 feet up in the air, in the airplanes. I found it in glacial water here in Alaska, and it's not like, you know, we've got crops growing up in the glaciers. We don't.
Right, so now, we don't.
It's in the snow, it's everywhere. And so when you look at what glyphosate does, here's the important thing to know about glyphosate. In my opinion, glyphosate, it's understanding what does it do in the body.
Well, first of all, before we do that, because we only have like 3 minutes left. We only have 2 minutes left, and I want to make sure that people understand. They can get tested through My Labs for Life to find out how much glyphosate is in their body, correct?
Correct.
Now, so it's a test that they could do at home.
It's a test you can do at home. You can order the test kit. Here's everything in a nutshell. Glyphosate, because it's a heavy, it's a metal chelator, pulls metals out of the plant, things that we need to help produce the electrical charge in our body. Every cell in our body is like a little battery. So the heart is a big battery. The brain is a big battery. Every cell is a little battery. The batteries produce an electrical charge, and that's called voltage. We can measure it. Voltage translates to pH in clinical terms or in general terms. So glyphosate disrupts the body's ability to maintain elevated voltage that sustains our life in a very healthy way. So now what happens, because the voltage is dropped, the pH is dropped, we have an acidic milieu in our body that mold and yeast and fungus can grow in. we've always been around mold and yeast, but we've had a better ability to kick it out. So now you have the glyphosate that lowers the voltage. Now you can see you have a plethora of pathogens that start to grow inside of our bodies in that milieu. And here's the kicker, Fran, and I hope everybody's listening to this.
All right, we got to say it quick
really,
because
really
we've
important.
Got 1 minute left, yeah.
All right, in the last minute, I will say this. What we need to pay attention to is this. Now, everybody that I've tested is positive for glyphosate. I have never seen a negative test for glyphosate on anybody. I've tested age 3 to 84. The next thing that's happened, everybody but two people that I've tested on my Labs for Life has mold growing in them. These are dangerous mold. But here's the kicker. The question is why. Everybody's got glyphosate, so everybody has yeast and fungus. This is extrapolation. What I'm saying here, and EMF, Wi-Fi, feed mold. Wi-Fi feeds pathogens. So in other words, now we have frankenbugs growing inside of us, and it's the perfect trifecta for a storm. So when we're talking about SIBO, everybody has SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. I mean, basically, we've all got glyphopoo because the gut, the glyphosate pokes holes in the gut, and it leaves us without a volt, without voltage.
Right, so now that they are, if
everybody,
everybody's been tested for it, now there are certain things, and you've literally got to tell me in just like 2 seconds, what are some of the things that people can do, because we got to wrap this up, just things that people can do to get the glyphosate out of their body. You have a whole thing of like what things they can eat and stuff like that.
Vote with your checkbook. When you can, buy organic, even though
especially the 12, right.
The other thing is turn your routers off at night. Turn your routers off at night. Explain this to your neighbors. Don't let kids have have iPhones, iPads. Do you know that in certain countries it's illegal for kids to have handheld computer devices under the age of 4? In other countries, they're pulling Wi-Fi out of the schools, hospitals across other
countries. Because other countries are more aware
Wi-Fi
of it.
That's right. I mean, even Russia, Putin will not let glyphosate be sprayed in his country. Other countries are doing the same thing. And please, people, jump online, find Stephanie Senep, Dr. Stephanie Senep.
Do you have a link to her on your My Labs for Life?
Yes, I do. So if you go to mylabsforlife.com and under specialty testing, scroll down on that tab, and you will find a video of Dr. Stephanie Senep. She's a lead researcher from MIT.
And then she will
take... And she is brilliant. She is not only passionate, she's compassionate. And when you understand the mechanisms of glyphosate and how it works, we can talk about that another time, Fran.
Yes, we have to. We're running out of time. Guys, so just please tune in. Go to mylabsforlife.com and you can find out more. And all the answers will be on there. Thank you so much, Deb, for being on the show. This is Fran Capo. You've been listening to Fran's World. And check out also Unfollow, UNFOLLO.com. It's a new social media site, limited data collection, protect your privacy, and be social without worrying. This is Fran's World. We'll be back next month, the last Friday of every month, 1 to 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Create a good day.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.